Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Tech. Welcome to today's episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. My name is Danny Riley. Over the next few episodes, you will listen to three parts of our social belonging series: how the research came about, where this is headed for our students in the Tiger to Tiger community, and how we are incorporating faculty development into the solution. This aligns with the strategic plan strategy 2.6, where the goal is to create a culture of belonging by having a growth mindset, both in student self-perceptions and in academic design. Let's get into the episode. Today, I am joined by Magdalene Moy and Sydney Hicks. So I would like them to take a second to just introduce themselves and how they got into this project.
Sure. So I'm Magdalene Moy. I'm an instructional technologist over in Teaching Innovations and Learning Technologies. And my graduate research assistant is Sydney.
Hi, I'm Sydney Hicks, and I am Dr. Moy's graduate research assistant, and I'm also a graduate student with the psychology department. And I joined this project in the initial capacity to help with the data analysis part of this project. And I've kind of stuck with it since then.
We're about a year and a half into this project, where our research questions were really coming from data that Tilt collected, well, the university collected over the pandemic, that showed that there was a discrepancy between online learners and our face-to-face learners. And I think the pandemic really brought to light some of those differences that were not serving our online population the same way we are our face-to-face. Like, resources are different. And so one of the things that came out of that was to create the Tiger to Tiger platform, which is a social media platform for students. So ran by students, doesn't really have any oversight by administrators or faculty or anything like that. And so our research project really had two research questions that centered on how Tiger to Tiger promote sense of belonging among our FHSU student population. And then our second research question kind of looked at how does Tiger to Tiger foster that sense of belonging differently among our online and face-to-face students.
Okay, so let's take a step back for a second and talk a little bit more about the methodology when you conducted these online interview questions and research. Can you walk me through that a little bit?
Yeah, so we designed this research project as a mixed method sequential research project, where we basically had two phases of our data collection. So specifically, we designed a survey that was based on our constructs of social belonging, social capital, and social presence. And then from the survey, we asked them as one of the kind of end questions, whether or not they'd be willing to be followed up with an interview. And so we did a semi-structured qualitative interview with the students who said that they would be willing to participate after the survey. And so, you know, we had a larger population participate in the survey, where we gave them some, we raffled, you know, headphones off if they participated in, and we had these interviews to follow them up. Both of those were coded. So the survey, all the questions were aligned to our constructs, and then the interviews were coded based off of our code book on those constructs.
And what were a couple of those specific questions that you asked, and what kinds of results did you get from those?
So we asked these constructs in two different kind of buckets, where we were looking for social belonging, social presence, and social capital with FHSU specific questions. And those ones looked like, you know, on a Likert scale, I feel valued as an individual at FHSU. I feel like I belong at FHSU. I see myself as a member of the FHSU community. I feel that the FHSU community provides me with the support that I need to succeed. And then, like, I feel connected to my peers at FHSU. And we had 230 survey responses, with 74% of those being FHSU online students. So from the FHSU specific questions, we broke they go went into Tiger to Tiger specific questions to kind of get at our research questions. And those ones asked, do you feel engaged by Tiger to Tiger? So again, a Likert scale statement. Tiger to Tiger makes me feel more connected to my peers. Tiger to Tiger adds value to my FHSU community, or sorry, experience. Tiger to Tiger provides useful FHSU information, and I'm satisfied with my Tiger to Tiger experience. And those quantitative data basically showed that of the participants who are involved in the Tiger to Tiger community, they're overall feeling like they're connected to the FHSU community.
One of the questions that stood out to me that really connects everything together was, do you feel like you belong at Fort Hays? Out of these students, 50% of them strongly agreed, which we think is a pretty good percentage considering. 29% said that they somewhat agree. 11% said neither agree nor disagree. And 8% said that they somewhat disagree. So we've got a small percentage who don't feel like they belong at all. However, those are the ones that we are really focusing on making sure we have opportunities for them to be successful and to feel like they're a part of the FHSU community.
Interestingly, some of our on-campus students use Tiger to Tiger, which I think is great, right? Because then it's a more cohesive student community with online and face-to-face students. But we did get some responses from the survey that were like, Tiger to Tiger is for online students, and I'm not an online student. And so there's a gap or opportunity there as well, that it's for all of our students and can serve both populations.
That's a great point. Can you talk a little bit, Sydney, about the interviews that you conducted as well? So I know that we went from the data straight into interviews. What were some of the questions that you asked, and what was some of the feedback that you received through those, and some of the quotes that you received through those?
Yeah, so kind of starting with the interview questions, a lot of the interview questions were developed based off of the survey that they were taken. One of the questions was actually meant to build off of the participant's specific response. And so this question was, in your survey response, you indicated that you did or didn't feel a specific sense of belonging at FHSU. And we asked them to explain why, in which they, according to their survey, they indicated whether or not they felt belonging and connected, they belonging, not connected, connected but not belonging, and then not connected and not belonging. So they had kind of four options to choose from, and this was meant to target the overall their overall sense of like social belonging at the current moment. And so we had asked them to kind of explain that in a few different ways. And so we kind of dove deeper into that. And later on, as we go throughout the survey, we also asked them, depending on their feelings of belonging and connectedness, what would motivate them to increase their connection with the Fort Hays community? And then also, we asked them to kind of explain more of their experience at Fort Hays.
As we did our interviews, one of the things that was pretty clear is that the term belonging, right, is kind of a weird, it's kind of an awkward term to ask someone whether or not they feel it. And previous data had shown that, students say like, oh yeah, I belong to, like, of course I belong to the university, I'm enrolled there. That's where my degree is coming from. But when we drilled into like the question that Sydney had said, where it was like, okay, well, which types of social belonging do you feel? Are you, are you connected? Are you engaging with your peers? Are you engaging with faculty? Are you talking besides just talking about like schoolwork? That's where they were like, oh, I guess maybe not. I guess I do miss that. I guess that's not what I have. Or I had to seek it out. So I do have it, and I had to take X amount of, steps to have friends who go to school. And so that was kind of interesting too, to recognize, obviously, that our research terminology doesn't always align with practical senses, but to kind of drill down into how can we get at that connectedness? How can we get you to interact with your peers? What is it that we're not doing that we could provide, resource-wise? And that was really useful for us.
I think one thing I would also kind of note with that is that we kind of saw like the basis of the theme of the conversations kind of change over that, because I think an ongoing theme we had talked about from time to time is that a lot of the conversations are started out within like the area of social capital, but it eventually kind of transforms into kind of more like a social presence, social belonging one. As they reach out for help, they also, some of the conversations start to get more personal, where they start trying to getting to know each other, or introducing themselves on a personal basis.
The interview questions were also aligned, right, to our constructs of social presence, social capital, and social belonging. And we recoded them, even though the questions were kind of categorized this way. But we pulled examples that like highlighted to us certain subcodes within these constructs. And a couple of them that really stood out to us were, we have under social presence, someone had said, "I have thought on a number of occasions, boy, it'd be nice if I could reach out to these people and have a conversation, but almost never. It's impossible to even send a private email because they blocked that on Blackboard." And then there was this other one that really struck me, that we coded under also under social presence. And this person stated, "You know, when I'm not at my computer and working, there's a sense in me personally feeling like I'm drifting away from my studies. And I thought if I was on campus, I wouldn't have that feeling because it's reinforced through the environment that you're constantly in, immersed in. You see students walking, you may maybe see your professors. Online students don't have that component. You feel less connected."
I saw one student say, "What motivates me is having an opportunity and being asked to fulfill on that opportunity." I really like that as throwing out, the different possibilities that they have to connect with one another. Another student also said, "I'm just a churn. I'm just a number. I'm another student that got my grade. When I care about learning, I don't care about the grade. I care about the learning experience." So everybody's got a different perspective and a different need and a different reason. And I just really love to see this school take steps forward. And that's all about the instructors. And I felt like that one was a really good call to action, not only for instructors, but for us throughout this project of what we could do to move forward and how we could really use this research in meaningful ways.
What we had typically found was that a lot of like the online students especially valued when their classrooms and teachers gave them pretty much like a platform to engage in consistent open communication with, whether it be with teachers, keep them updated about expectations and grades, or being able to even interact over online with their fellow students. And so there were quite a few different themes that we found throughout these interviews, such as open communication. And then even from those interactions, some of it led to a continuation of social engagement. And so through a combination of both academic and kind of social interactions, they were able to feel like they belonged more. But a thing to keep in mind was that these were typically online students who were more motivated to engage, whereas some other online students may not have that same motivation.
Yeah, during one of our interviews, one of the students was like, "Well, I feel really comfortable keeping my social life and my online student life, very separate." But when we, asked him a little bit more about why he felt that way or what he was looking for, I guess he was like, "Well, I would engage with the community." And he ended up saying things along the lines of like, "Oh yeah, I participate in the Tiger to Tiger community and stuff like that." And so it was kind of interesting because part of this research looks at how online students think about what it means to belong in as part of a university, right? If you're not on campus, how do you feel like you're a part of the community? And that's obviously important to a university from like a persistence retention standpoint, but also we hope our alumni value what we gave them and then maybe give back to the community or participate in other ways with the university after they graduate. And so some of it is that students don't recognize that they're not feeling like they're part of the community if they're online, because their intention is to not be part of the community. And that came out in different ways, both in the survey and in our interview data, which was pretty interesting.
I think going back and looking at the student population and what we started this project to begin with was our online students are all over the place as far as where they live, what age they're at, what stage of their life they're in. And I think that we're going to get different results depending on what that looks like. Some people are going to come into an online course and they're going to think, I'm just here for the course, I'm just here for the grade. But you have some students that really want to come in, they want to belong, and they're not getting that same experience that they are as the people who are on campus. I did notice that in some of the interviews that we had some students talking about not feeling like they belonged until they joined something like Student Senate or joining that Tiger to Tiger community. And I know we had a lot of discussions of how we were going to promote that a little bit better and easier for students, and how we could really excite them in joining an online community. Do you have any goals or any suggestions for faculty members as far as that goes of how they could push this out to students?
Well, that actually brings up a theme that I forgot about, is that the students had to seek out those opportunities. And that came up multiple times. Like, if I didn't go and try to be part of these, part of the FHSU community, then there was nothing for, like, they say that there's opportunities for me, but unless I'm actively trying to be a part of them, they're not really there. I think it would be useful to tell faculty that Tiger to Tiger exists, and to try to promote it through faculty. I mean, there's other communities that we could kind of have for them. One of the other kind of things that came up from our data was that they wanted like a department or like program specific community where they could ask, kind of professional questions about like next steps going into their careers. And so they were looking also to see like, Tiger to Tiger is great, but it's kind of like Facebook, or is everyone with everything all the time? But I would be really interested in knowing like, hey, they asked me for this type of cover letter. Can you, does anyone know how to do that? And so there was some desire to have program specific communities built, and that would have to come from faculty, right? Or department chairs and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Was there, I know that we talk a lot about students who feel like they didn't belong, or they feel like, they weren't getting enough out of their online courses. What was some of the positive feedback that you guys were hearing?
There seemed to be some instructors that were very good. Like there were some instructors who were named as being very good at engaging their online students and being very flexible and trying to work with their students.
I think kind of building off of what Dr. Moy just said, I think a lot of that positive feedback was definitely was very area specific. Like she mentioned, instructors were named. And so instructors that went out of their way to help students, it really depended on the students' needs and like the department and their overall goals. Students that had that type of positive feedback had probably more ambitious goals, or like they wanted to make more out of their online experience. Whether it be through the creation of newer projects, or even some even wanted to try and build said platform to kind of make a area specific online platform for people to engage it with.
There was also some resources, like we asked specifically about some resources as well. And I know the library came up a couple times as being a responsive resource for online students.
Did you guys look into any other research, and how did the findings of this research compare to what you learned throughout the interviews and the data that you found?
A lot of social belonging research focuses on generally marginalized groups of people. So females, non-traditional students, people of color, returning adult learners, populations like that. So what we were less able to find was all of that included in the online learning experience, because we can imagine that it's compounded, right? Like if you're a neurodivergent person of color who's learning online, who also has children and works a full-time job, then your experience as an online student might be even harder. And we also know that students who belong to these marginalized groups want that sense of belonging more than people who are maybe in the in-group or the majority group. But we did not really find a lot of that overlap where it was looking at diverse student populations along with being an online student. And so that's kind of where we think our research addresses a literature gap. We're doing it more from a practical sense where we're hoping to make changes, obviously, within our institution. But I think that it's useful research going forward because the online student population is growing so quickly now after the pandemic.
I did go ahead and just take a quick glance. Our on-campus headcount, we have 3,631 students. And our online headcount, we have 6,602. So we have about double of online students than we do on campus at the moment. So that really shows that we have a huge population that we're trying to serve, and we're trying to make sure that we have them connecting with the community.
It's definitely an opportunity for us, and it's a population that I see growing in the future. Some of the feedback that faculty give, right, is that online students don't want to connect with their peers. And like I mentioned earlier, some students had said similarly, like, oh, I'm not trying to make friends, I don't need friends, right? But when you give them the opportunity to connect and engage, they really enjoy that, and they talk about it as being meaningful to their experience. So I think that there's a little bit of a disconnect both in our student population and our faculty, where, you know, what we understand to be online learning needs to shift, that we should be engaging, we should be trying to show students that there's, you know, tons of research that shows that collaboration, communication are things that we need you to take away from your learning experience.
So not only are we promoting this to students from faculty and through all Blackboard and any sort of resource that we have, there's also opportunities to incorporate this within your course learning, within your syllabus, within making sure that everything is cut and clear, and that you have those expectations that you want your students to belong. You want your students to be a part of this online culture, no matter what that looks like, what the course looks like. And that's something that I know for the future we're really working on, as far as future endeavors go. So what do you guys see this research going into, and what future projects are you looking towards?
We are currently working on a project right now. So we're still looking at Tiger to Tiger. Our big research question right now is whether or not it develops community, which is a harder research question than I initially thought it to be when I proposed this research question, but we're trying to do a network analysis based off of the discourse that's actually being had there. And there's some pretty cool conversations that happen in Tiger to Tiger in these student communities, where we're again looking at their posts. So like, for example, our caste system went down earlier this fall, and the students didn't know what was going on, and they had no communication because, like, a lot of their communication with their peers and their instructors is through Blackboard. So they went to Tiger to Tiger, which is accessible to them outside of Blackboard, and posted, like, what's going on? Like, I'm freaking out, I can't turn in any of my assignments. And we got so much traffic on Tiger to Tiger that night. You know, we have people saying, like, oh, thank God, I thought I was crazy. Like, I've been trying for the past 2 hours, and of course I can't seem to find any after hours helpline that isn't office clothes. I just want to do my homework, sad cry emoji face, LOL. There's a lot of like, I'm in the same situation. Thanks for letting us know we're not alone. This one was one of my favorites though. So it's someone who says, ah, this gives me anxiety because now more than likely I'm going to have to double up and try to cram it all in tomorrow. I work a full-time job. I'm old. LOL. Okay, 37, but whatever. Laughy cry face. You know, and then the response to that, which had a lot of other responses, was 37's not old. LOL. I'm 51 and I'm entitled to tiger. And they go back and forth like this for a while, like, you know, that's awesome. You know, it's cool to meet you. It's nice to see non-traditional students like myself. And so that's a good example because one, they didn't have any other way to communicate with each other, and they had a need, and they turned to this platform to get help from other students, which is what this community is meant to do.
And that's all part of it, is just sometimes they want to be heard. Sometimes they just want to connect with people that feel the same thing that they do, whether that's positive, negative, or anything in between. Appreciate you both stopping and talking with me today. And we look forward to hearing your future efforts and the other results that we have and seeing if we can make an impact.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the Tiger Learn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.